Hi.
Hello.
All right.
Won't be out for too long. We got dinner.
I don't know how to change the audio on this. Whatever. All right. I'll have to just use this. Sorry.
It's preferences.
So how's it going, everyone? And we all know each other, everyone here. There's no one really new here, so I was going to do introductions first, but oh, good. That was awesome. So, yeah. So, yeah, I have two. I didn't know they were stopping by. I have Glenn and Jelly here. I did not know they're stopping by my place. So, and it's. No, yeah, I didn't apparently read their messaging, so whatever. Anyways, so how's it going, everyone? Everyone's, oh, hey, Larkin make it. Yes, this is Larkin. She showed up. She's somebody new who lives south of me as well. She's new to camp. She just showed up. I don't know if she caught that audio feed or not. But
I just got sound just now.
Ooh. There we go. All right.
Hi.
I just,
hey.
Hi. All I see is someone chewing.
Yeah, that's, there we go. So
sounds about right.
All right.
Right.
That was good.
So, like I say, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. Larkin is new to camp. Obviously, I'm Bubbles, Aaron, you know, duh. Nail. Yeah, I don't know if you can, yeah, obviously. They showed up by my place. Anyways, so yeah. And who else is there? So Rainbow Cake, Allison, Nurse Ratched,
hey.
Which is Aaron Rosenfield, Montana, yeah. Which, yes, and Cosmos. Yeah, now this is the part where I don't really, yeah. So, cool. Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so first thing I'd like to cover is how what all worked last year and what do we need to improve? Right.
I have an improvement. Like, I wasn't there, so it'll be improved by me being there.
Oh, there we go.
Okay,
yes.
That's okay.
There we go. Perfect.
For me, anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Kitchen. Improve the kitchen.
Yes, definitely. Yes, Lucy's already gonna take charge of the kitchen. You know, she was with the kids camp this year, and that was apparently a big shit show. Some of the stories I got.
Yeah, it sounded like she spent a lot more time babysitting everybody else's kids than actually being able to enjoy the burn. So, yeah, I guess.
Right as well. Another older friend of me, Glenn and Jelly's, Tony, is going to be coming to the burn, or he should be anyway, and he'll also be helping out the kitchen. He was a cook, wasn't he? A chef, yes. So, yeah. The kitchen was the main problem. I dropped the ball on that. I did not get people in charge of that like I should have, and it was towards the end, I got just flabbergasted. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no good word there. It was, yeah, it just everything, no, yeah.
Flabbergasted anyway. Is a good word.
That was, yes.
Trust me, that one works really, really well. Yeah. I don't know. I felt really responsible for all of it, only because I had helped out with the kitchen the year before.
Yeah.
But I also didn't feel like I had the authority to say anything to anybody, so it's just like my expectation that people would see the dishes needed to be done was a complete failure. We will manage it much better next year.
And have a floor for the kitchen.
Yes, we're going to have tarps down. Wish we have more of them this year.
Cool.
Try to have as many tarps as we can down in the areas where people are going to be hanging out. I should have grabbed that big tarp we had in storage. It was just space issues. So
yeah.
Hopefully next year I can haul more stuff. I'm hopefully going to have a bigger rig. So, yeah.
Did we move up one level on
storage? No, not yet. So far everything seems to be fitting in the storage unit. I was thinking about maybe going down to the Burning Man theme camp symposium. I think it's in March or April down in Reno. Actually attending that. And if I do go to that, I'll check out the storage unit too. But I think Lucy and Sean did a really good job of organizing it after I left it a big pile. It was just me unloading everything, and it was all heavy, and yeah, and Ratchet was there too, and yeah, it was in there, so that worked. Yeah, it all worked, so it's there. But we may go up to a bigger storage unit next year, but everything's paid now, I think, until October of next year, so just might stick with that too. So okay. I would like thinking of things I'd like to get for camp this coming year, I'd like to get some more Blackrock shade for the communal area. That's by far the superior shade. You know, it's back where me and Ratchet were and back in the back. I just want the communal area to have that. We'll see about maybe using Jelly's Illuminate on top of that, but it'll be on a better metalized frame. You saw where we were under back in my area, right? Glenn did. Oh, it will. It's, yeah. Just like, yeah, exactly. So, and it's going to be better for it. It's going to hold it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's better.
Exactly. So, oh, there you go.
Much better.
Yeah. Yes. So, I would like to, Will and Sophia and I, and maybe Ratchet are talking about tying our solar power or solar panels together and then using the battery bank to power things in camp, you know, charge people's phones, run some basic lighting maybe, but it has to be, you know, all LED lighting. So I still don't want to have like a big, I don't want to run the generator all the time like we were, you know, so, but yeah. What about some other ideas you guys have?
We are happy to help with solar too, by the way. There's 400 amp hours in the van.
Ooh, right. Nice.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we can run a cord or something. We could.
He's got panels on top of her. Yeah.
So yeah,
that's what we're gonna try to.
Lighting wise, I picked up some of the like 200 feet long, solar powered LED lights, and you just stick them in the ground to power, and they run probably more than all night.
Perfect.
They're lost, but you can pick them up from Wish for not very much.
I was just going to ask, maybe send me a link on that because I might buy some of those too. There is a little bit of money left over in the camp fund still as well. So we could probably buy a few things. We need to get the dome more lit up. Green Tea was great and lit up. I'm hoping to get, you've got Marson sign in the storage, right? Yeah, I'm going to hopefully Marson, the guy from Portland, we don't know who did the programming on the sign. We don't know if he's going to be there next year or not. Poland, did I say Portland? Crap, I said Portland, I meant Poland. Anyway,
maybe I just assumed because it sounded like you said Poland to me, but yeah, then I don't know where he's from,
so. I don't know, whatever. So anyway,
that guy,
yeah, he's a 50-50 on making it back. If he doesn't, I'm gonna try, you know, I've got most of the stuff actually in my storage unit right next door with the stuff that runs the LED sign, so I'd like to get that on the get some more lighting from the dome, but everyone's also mentioning how they liked the ambient lighting coming in through the cracks on the dome. So, I mean, I think Rainbow Cakes. Yes, the Starscape and everything. So I think. Right. Yeah. Well, as Glenn just said, when you can't move and you need to stare at the stars, you know, so I think maybe just, you know, have some lighting in the dome, but we're going to have to, you know, maybe not have it super bright. So it's a good, nice chill spot. Ratchet also recommended a good idea today about the dome, about having a tree in the center.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to explain that a bit better.
Well, as if you've seen the movie The Fountain, you would know what I'm talking about. Kind of like making the space. Well, I'm just trying to think about the theme of multiverse, that the dome is kind of a safe space for us, right? Like that. Oh, look how everybody's all huddled together. It's so great.
Yeah, well,
but it's like a safe space, a chill out space. And I was kind of thinking, wow, well, what if we had built like a wooden frame, like a tree in the middle, like the trunk goes up the middle, and even you can have like a ladder inside the middle that so we could climb up to the port, the eagle's nest in the top. I don't know. There was a Yeah, you
like
know
what Tenere I mean. Tree from a few.
Yeah, like kind of like that.
Yeah.
Or like a lower budget version of that.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing we have to make sure is it could be slightly dangerous for people, of course.
Well, no, we don't want them. You can't climb on the dome.
Right. We don't want to encourage people climbing on the dome, you know, but I mean, the tree might work by having some platforms to climb up to or something like that. That's an idea.
That was the idea. I mean, the idea was also that the tree trunk would act as a support for the dome as well. Like a secondary support.
Sure. Yeah. Jelly's going to send an idea here.
So here's my crazy idea. Can I hear you people? Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
Oh my gosh, I can hear you. Hi. So my crazy idea, which kind of slightly flies in the face of the dome as a space, safe space, but here's the idea. Mm-hmm. It's the multiverse plus what's all about interactivity and how do we create interactivity, but yet in an easy way that's we're already mm-hmm. doing what we're doing. So here's my idea. Hi Dome, HIDOME. Stop by our dome any night of the week from 2 to 4 in the morning. Say hi to the other faces saying hi and their own unique multiversal languages. Like, so it's H-I as in hi. We're making it all about that. But the double entendre. So it's kind of like it's day. You get it, right? So that was the idea that I came up with as like an event that we could, I don't know how much you'd want to necessarily talk up, but it is like it could be, you know, mm-hmm. like all you have, right? And someone walks in is to say hi. Like, I love it. So that was my crazy idea.
More ideas for next year. Yeah. So that's, more another idea. But who else has got some ideas?
I have paper lanterns inside the dome. A bunch of paper lanterns.
If we tie them down, you know,
right.
Make sure they don't fly off. If we tie them right, they could be nice little hovering lights. Until the wind takes them.
I did find on Amazon a half dome of a disco ball. So you just place it in the center of the room and it lights up.
I think Shrona took off, but her and I were talking about that when I was up in Portland the other weekend as well, a disco ball for the dome. Yes, that's a good idea as well.
Cool.
So yeah, does anybody, any other things we could possibly improve for next year? Any other ideas while we've been chatting or between whoever showed up tonight?
I just went back
I just want to make sure we're catching everyone's ideas.
Well, I don't have necessarily specific ideas for camp, only because my creativity doesn't seem to be functioning today.
Uh-huh.
But one thing I would like to see, just in general, you do a shitload of work for camp beforehand.
Yeah.
And I understand that we all want to be able to chill, but I would not think it strange at all for you to have some like designated assistant on Playa.
Yeah, it's
because it'll make it easier for you to be able to enjoy yourself if you're not the only one people come to with questions, concerns, and problems.
Right.
And also, more of us need to step up to be responsible anyway because it's our camp. So it makes sense for us all to take as much part as we can and still make sure everybody gets a chance to do their chill.
So, can I ask a question on those grounds?
Yes.
How many people do you have in camp?
This
year? Last year we had too many.
Last year. We had 70 people on my count in camp.
Okay. So that is plenty of people over a fairly short week to have everybody have to take at least 2 shifts of something.
Yes.
Every camp I've ever been part of, not just at Burning Man, but anywhere, it's expected that you help with camp chores. That's one of the contributions for being part of camp. I do recommend that you have your most reliable ones be the ones that take the end of week shifts because everyone else is going to be a problem by then.
Good point.
Yeah. So 70 people this year, that grew more than we expected. It was not, it just, yeah. I know it might very well continue if you can grow, but we're going to have to, I'm going to request more space next year as well. But you're absolutely right. Because
if you put the structure in ahead of time, especially in the form of like a Google Sheets, everybody knows how to use them by now. Everybody's familiar with them. And if you can't get your shit together enough to take a shift, sorry, you don't have a place to camp.
Yeah. No, agreed, yeah. Agreed.
And then you print the Google Sheet out and you put it up in the middle of everything.
Yes, a few copies.
People, but that detail.
Yes, agreed. I'd run camp how I ask people that they work a little bit and just help out around camp a little bit. Not work your ass off. Some people end up doing it. It just kind of nature of the
beast.
That's
because if you just leave it loose like that, everyone's like, oh, I'll do it later. Oh, other people have jumped to it. It takes a little work ahead of time to choose what the assignments are. But if people have designated jobs, they're 1,000% more likely to actually show up for it.
Oh, for sure. And hopefully we can have everyone with some type of designated job or a shift at the Green Tea or like Jelly here. She had the, was it face painting? No, you didn't do face painting. You did the tarot card reading. So you had that all figured out. So this year, so yes, agreed. But we're going to try being better organized on that for sure. And we do use Google Sheets as well. We do have a few spreadsheets going. Don't you have something going, Rosenfield? No, that was what worked and what could use improvement sheet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, we do have a few going. We're still slowly getting ready for next year. I mean, it's not even Christmas yet, you know.
Yeah.
So January is generally when we start picking up and planning a little bit better. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, fully agreed. And we're definitely going to be having people do exactly. So, yes. And as for Sid, you're right. And I hope I can have some more underlings. Like Rosenfield was definitely a helper last year. Jelly was as well, a little bit here and there, even though she was camping, not with us. So, but yeah, I got to have a few more.
Yeah, well, it's simple. Break it down. Like head of construction, the head of the kitchen, the head of the tea, the head of the dome. Like, yeah.
Exactly. So head of the dome, that's a good idea. Have somebody in charge of that. Make sure it stays organized and clean and stuff.
And built before Wednesday.
Yes, well, yeah, I know. That was something.
We need to find instructions, and if there are no instructions, we need a map, because I think part of it was those of us who were holding didn't know where we were supposed to be with it, which is why we kept inadvertently moving, which, you know, ticked off the head of construction a little bit.
So, right.
Yeah. So we can figure out, you know, a good way to explain it to people who've never done it before, so that hopefully we can avoid the three-day lag time.
Right. Yeah. So the big thing that hampered us this year on building that dome was we didn't have for it, so we had to do it all manual labor, and it took everyone.
Yep.
Brad, I've got the plans to build a boom lift. I'm actually going to see if my boss, the winery that I'm working at, we have all the tools, milling machine, lathe machines, all the welders, pipe benders. So I'm going to see if I can get with him this winter and build it. If we have the boom, then it's only going to take three people to put up the dome. You know, it lifts up. You build a layer, you lift it, and you build a layer, and you lift it up. So then we won't have to be the big clusterfuck that it was this year. So I'm not dealing with that again. Because, I mean, when we're building it, I'm like, this is such a stupid thing. I hated it. So
yeah. It's domes.
It's a dome, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then it was given to us. And, yeah, if we can just get the boom lift for it, it's going to be so much better. It's not going to be a big pain in the ass. So, it was a headache.
Oh, it was so worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it, and it worked out quite well. Watching everyone do their little the swimming thing.
Right. Yeah.
It just it was great. So, I don't know who else caught that one night, but a bunch of people were in the dome. All
it was Layla and her group were all just tripping balls in the dome.
They were
waving their hands around. Yeah.
In the air, yeah. It was just all in synchronicity, too. And him and I were just, like, giggling and laughing at it.
Because we were doing whippets, so.
Yes, we were. It was a night.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it was. So.
It was fun. I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, yeah. So. All right. So Rainbow Cakes, we took off because she had some other things going on tonight. She's wanting to do the little tie the little hair things in, another thing to be interactive with the community. Fairy hair strings, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's what she was calling it.
Yeah, little string things. So I don't.
Yes.
Is that the dog? Oh. No, that's all good. I hear noises behind me, so I'm just like, what? I keep forgetting there's people here. Yeah, stealing all my junk. Yeah. There should be a charger down there if you need.
Oh,
yeah. Then there were some other ideas, too. Who else had some other ideas for interactivity? I don't know.
Multi-TED Talks.
Multi-TED Talks,
Yeah, finding yourself in the multiverse, finding the true you, stuff like that. Cultures of other universes.
So, I wish more people would have showed up to, you know, have a little bit more people here, but this is fine. We could talk a little bit more about this, but we do need to keep being more interactive with the community. Rosenfield and Jelly was there when the BRC placement surveyor stopped by this year and explaining how 1,100 camps, their main interactivity was alcohol. So,
And they want to cut that in half.
They want to, yeah, exactly. So they really appreciate how we had, like right then we had the face painting thing going on inside of the dome. So we want to keep doing stuff. You know, we had the bottomless mimosas thing, which is great, but that's not going to, we need to have more active, but what I'm saying is we need to have more activities to do stuff that sets us apart from other people in the community. So that way we can continue getting placement, which I'm sure we will. It looks like we got.
Everything's clean.
Yeah, it's all clean.
And there happened to be a big storm and the week after the event.
Oh, right.
Blow everything away, but that's okay.
Whatever.
Just goes to show what 70,000 people dedicated to an idea can do.
Yeah, and I know they were cleaning the road. That's one of the first things they did was clean the road all the way to Reno. Yeah, they did. They went along, cleaned the sides of it all the way down. So, yep.
We had a friend part of restoration, and there's like some abandoned trash camps that they had to deal with. Or there are camps, but the people that pick up trash, you know, inside the highway where you can dump trash. Then they'll stuff they claim they do. Well, they abandoned one of those.
Right.
Yeah.
Not good.
People. No, we do well.
Corners, though, those are the vendors, you know, outside.
Not good. Well, there's a whole bunch of vendors that are not going to be coming back next year. Like the people who had the water tank for us, they're not going to be coming back this coming year. Speaking of, the water tank seemed to work really well. I want to do that again next year. I also want to get a gray water tank for a shower and kitchen grease. Yeah, that was hard to say. Wow.
Well, yeah, we definitely need a better way to deal with all the bacon grease we generate.
Oh, God, yeah. Apparently, they're cooking bacon for 5 hours Monday morning after a lot of us left.
Oh, God.
So, and eating it. Was it a bacon?
Wow.
That
is great.
The peanut gallery is saying that apparently there was too much bacon that morning. They're just all like, so
Well, we were basically the black hole of bacon. Every time I opened up either of the
right
the day before, I don't know where the hell it all came from.
There was too much bacon. I'm just telling you, but at the end there was at least two pound bags of bacon fully cooked that got tried to get pushed off on other people.
Yeah, I know, that's what I had heard. So much bacon.
And what's the news story I saw? There's 40 million excess pounds of bacon in the United States.
Yeah, it's like pork belly.
Airlifted to Burning Man.
Yeah, serious. We'll take care of it. Just give us a week. Yeah.
Okay. So are we going to hand out bacon? Is that a thing?
Apparently, if we bring like 1,000 pounds of bacon again, yes, let's hand it out.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
People.
Yeah, I know. Right. The city was empty when everyone was cooking. Bacon. All they ate was bacon.
Yeah. This feels so weird to me because my kid and I were commenting. We made it through 12 days at Burning Man and had bacon like twice. Whereas really? Last time, we ate nothing but bait. It just wasn't there.
Oh, wow.
We didn't find any bacon.
People just kept bringing up to me in camp every few hours. There's just bacon. Here you go. All right.
We were both mystified how we managed to not have bacon at Burning Man, because that was like the thing.
Yeah, it's so good. The salt, the grease.
He did find the 24-hour pho, though.
The pho?
Yep.
Oh, noodles.
Yep, he was very happy with that.
Wait, didn't you find the noodle place? The ramen one?
I love the ramen place.
Near us was a little ramen place that they went to, apparently. I missed it. But
kinds of food this year. This might be your food.
You found all the food.
Oh, man.
Well, remember that for next year.
I found lots of food, just no bacon.
Yeah, just no bacon. Yeah,
it was weird. I
don't know where our camp was.
Exactly.
Apparently, we had a big pot. Anyway.
Well, I'll be prepared this time.
Yeah, the bacon. I mean, well, oh my goodness.
I want to include in the planning, everybody brings only this much bacon.
That's actually not a bad idea. I mean...
It's like, you're in the store, the last minute thing, it's like, I wonder if we'll have enough bacon. I should pick up 5 more pounds.
You're right. And that's what happened, I'm sure. I'm sure, well, like, our camp bought out half the bacon on the way there.
There was no bacon in Reno.
Serious. Oh, good. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess not be so stingy on the bacon throughout the middle of the week if we cook it up faster, too. I mean, I just. I know. There was. We need to. Oh, they're suggesting like a potluck the last couple of days, too. So we should maybe do that. That's actually a good idea. Okay. We'll do a potluck the last couple of days. Pasta and bacon, whatever. Yeah. And get all the neighbors too. Fuck it,
So one of the camps near us, on the last day that they were there, they did nachos, and it was basically potluck style, like bring a nacho topping, and it was amazing.
That's one thing I've never had on the Playa is nachos. Some good nachos sounds pretty good down there.
Somebody fried up some tri-tip in little bits. And then someone else brought lots of guacamole. I have no idea how they kept avocados fresh that long, but it was amazing.
Right.
Like, it was great.
Oh, the food. We had lots of good food this year in camp, too. I mean, Shrona brought down the 2 boxes of Voodoo Donuts, That's going to be a thing now for everyone. Like, she'll be coming. Yeah, Sunday morning, Monday morning, we're going to have Voodoo Donuts in camp.
Nice.
So that was apparently that, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, let's not have so much bacon. Well, maybe cook the bacon more often. Yeah, I know. It's insane. We got to have
that attitude now.
Yeah, I know. We have to have less. Just cook it up more.
The answer is more bacon more bacon. Often, not less bacon. Yeah,
I agree.
Twitter attitude.
Yeah, just keep it cooking all the time. There we go.
And one camp stove.
Yeah.
Dedicated to the bacon, if you'd like, but definitely set up so that we can deal with the grease, because I swear to you, I saw more grease drippings floating around, and
if you plan to have other things that you want to cook in the bacon grease, then you use up the bacon grease.
But we had gallons of it this year.
We set up a deep fryer.
Ooh. Yep. Not a bad idea. Get a big deep fryer.
Yep. Well, bacon flavored French
bacon
fries.
Grease on the Playa.
Oh my gosh, French fries on Playa? That would be so good.
I had a friend do that once.
I will bring a giant thing of potatoes if we do this.
I have a little French fry maker. It's about yay big.
When I was with Yummy Ruminations, they did that one year. They went to deep fryer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they went to Deep Playa even and just started frying up French fries.
We have a little one.
That's okay. It's just my nephew. They just wanted to see what was up.
Are you in a hotel?
Yeah. I told you it was at the hot springs.
Oh, right. I didn't realize it was okay. The hot springs for like me and Glenn here, that means we just go up the road for like an hour and go get drunk.
That's 2 hours for me, but yeah.
Yeah. So.
There's no naked people around or anything at this hot springs.
Oh no, this is all naked. Yeah. It's a party. Anyway. All right.
It's just people getting drunk and getting naked. There's no hot springs. That actually
There's a hot spring there, but sometimes just you don't want to get into it. Yeah. Sometimes a rainbow family has been there.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
My neck.
All right. So the meeting's going to be ending in about 4 more minutes. These things are, since it's a free version, they're capped at 40-minute long intervals. Mm. I mean, we can just start up again. Or we can call it good. I mean, we did discuss a lot of the subjects. You know, I kind of want to. I was kind of wanting this test waters to see also how many people.
There were several people
who
said they wanted to stuff going on.
Yeah, I got 2 live. That's amazing.
And 6 o'clock is great for West Coast. It may be a little late for East Coast, so maybe we could bump it to slightly earlier a couple of times to get a little more.
Oh, good thinking. Good thinking. I think next time we'll probably run like a little poll and see what everyone decides. Somebody suggested something about a poll. Was it you, Allie? I don't mean it, maybe.
I don't think it was me. I think it was the doodle poll, though. Whoever suggested it.
Is there a straw poll also?
You can do it in the Facebook group.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Facebook.
It's super simple.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Apparently, I need to read about that. So, anyway.
You just go to the page and scroll through the options. It says poll. And then you just do it. It's stupid simple.
Okay.
Even I can figure it out.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to, you can just start with Saturday or Sunday. And once you've got that narrowed down, then you can start pulling in time frames.
That's probably what I'll do. That makes it simple and easy. You know, like to keep things as easy as possible. So, yeah. That sounds good. I mean, it's Burning Man. We don't want things complicated for us on the planet. We got to be able to, you know, enjoy our debauchery. So,
yeah, I mean, we're going to be dealing with the multiverse. Everything else should be simple.
Yeah, exactly. That's enough thinking we have to do right there. So, oh, yes. It's going to be a good year for sci-fi stuff.
Well, I'm super excited to have met as many of you as we're here tonight.
Yes, I was glad that you showed up, Larkin. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, all
nice
right.
To see the rest of your not dusty right now faces. But.
Right, I know. We look kind of normal.
Different.
We're clean.
Well, you know, normal only goes so far for me. So.
Well, right. I mean, we all go to Burning Man, so we are weird. I mean, come on, but you know.
Whatever, I'm normal.
We're boomers. That's what it is. Yeah. That's what I think, right? Isn't that what
I'm Gen X. I'm Gen X.
Oh, wait. You're a Zoom.
I'm the hated generation.
Who's the Zoomer? There's a Zoomer, there's a Boomer, and a Zoomer.
I'm probably the tail end of the baby boom, but, you know, I don't give
a
fuck.
Yeah.
It's a state of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Can't we all just get along?
We've got less than a minute. Bubbles, what do you think of Rick and Morty's new episodes so far?
Oh, good so far. Can't wait for tomorrow's episodes. Yes, Rick and Morty. Yeah. Okay. Especially the Rick's, you know, that crapper he had out in the woods. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty glorious. I'd like to have something like that myself now. Yeah. He's got like this crapper he goes to out in the woods where he like walks through like this golden grass. He's got like this view and everything, and it's where he goes. And it's just, it's like golden too. It's kind of great.
That's great. So yeah. With that, I think we can call it an ending to the meeting.
Exactly.
Oh,
so.
What a conclusion.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you all. It was good to chat with you all. We'll do this again. Maybe before Christmas, probably after, who knows, whatever.
Okay.
So.
Whatever works.
Have a good evening.
And thanks for the recording. Yeah, have a nice one.